right now I'm preaching to the choir.
You've probably done that before, right, David? You've said that line? Never? Really? Oh, okay. So I'm going to show you the art of the double take. You know, that's the delayed reaction indicating surprise comic device used, but it's a real thing. See, one looks at something and then looks away, and then within a few seconds, they quickly look back. It looks something like this.
For the choir? Got it? Okay.
The head often does a little bit more than simply moving back, though. Sometimes it has sort of a wobble or a shake. So in that one, you see... Got that? The wobble?
Were you in the choir? Looking and look back. And wobble or a shake. Got it?
Just wanted to keep you informed of that part there. Now this wobbly, shaky looking back is often paired with widened eyes and a surprised, confused, or frightened facial expression. So there we've got. Got it? There's subtle differences there. Did you see the frightened eyes? That's okay.
Choir, you ready? Okay, we look. We look back. Look. So the frightened look, you got the frightened, you got the eyes got bigger, you could see the whites all around. Okay,
we got that. Now the wobbly or shaking looking back, paired with a surprised, confused, or frightened facial expression is usually connected to a sound that indicates surprise, confusion, or fright. Should I change it up and start over here? No? Yeah, okay. So you go like this. Got it? How was that? Catch it? We'll try it again.
Different sound effect for you. Start over here. Okay, you got that? That's the whole
double take. Now, probably the most famous double take sound came from Tim the Toolman Taylor, Tim Allen, the 90s sitcom Home Improvement. Raise your hand if you remember Home Improvement. Raise your hand if you don't know that show. Here's Tim Allen's sound. He did it before the show, but he went, do you remember?
Remember that? That's a double take
sound. At the beginning of the show, the whole theme song ended with, I like to do that. It's kind of a fun double take sound. So there's the double take. Now you know the art of the double take. You can take it home. You can do it over Thanksgiving. You can do your own double takes, add your own things to it. But you know the double take. Okay?
Okay?
Jesus entered a village between Samaria and Galilee. 10 lepers approached him, and while keeping their distance, as was proper, as was the law, they called out and said, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And Jesus told them to go and show themselves to a priest. The scene already is worthy of a double take. Jesus talked to the lepers. He didn't say much, but he talked to the lepers. He didn't do what everyone else did, act as if they either were so horrified by the sight of these folks or that the folks didn't exist, just ignore them. Jesus talked to them. He told them to go and to show themselves to a priest. And now another double take. Jesus didn't use any kind of healing words. We're used to Jesus, when he does stuff, you know, at least some kind of word or action. You know, he spits on the mud and rubs it in the eyes, and the person can see there was some action there. This time it was, go and show yourself to a priest. No healing words. He just told them, go do this. Now, a priest could pronounce them clean and let them be restored to the community. So, in the simplest of ways, Jesus did use healing words. They're just not ones that we really recognize. Going to see the priest who would confirm the healing meant that they were healed. And 9 of them did that. The whole reading doesn't say exactly that they did that, but you expect. They just did what Jesus said. One of them did a... Yes! They came back with this deep and gushing gratitude to say thank you. So question is, did the nine who did what Jesus said do it wrong? He said, go and show yourselves to a priest. So they did what they were told to do, right? Couldn't they have been showing their thanks by doing what was asked of them? Haven't you ever said that to children? You can thank me by cleaning up your room. Come on, come on. Anyone? Yes, that's right. You can thank me by finishing your dinner and eating those vegetables. I know. You can thank, or there's other things that can work with that in parenting and in relationships. We could talk about a whole lot of things, though, that might have been going on with these lepers who were healed. And now how Jesus told them to go see a priest. They were going to be restored to their families. They were going to be restored to their communities. Can you imagine how much joy that might bring? They were about to have their lives changed forever. And they couldn't get away from this forced exile quick enough. So they left. Then there's another double take. Jesus paid special attention to the one who came back against his instructions. Remember that. Jesus didn't say, come back and thank me. And I know it's always right to give thanks. But he said, go and show yourselves to a priest who would then restore the person. So this one ignored Jesus' instructions. He didn't go to a priest. This one, who's a foreigner, a Samaritan, an outcast among the outcasts, knew that he was healed, and he came back. This Samaritan could have gone to a priest. It wasn't as if he didn't have a priest to go to, or Samaritans were so outcast that they just couldn't do anything like that. See, the Samaritans were outcast, well, because in their history, these people who were from northern Israel had assimilated with the Assyrians. Intermarried. And so their culture was not pure according to the Jews of the time. Now the Samaritans would say that they followed the law in a truer fashion than the ones who considered them outcasts. And so this Samaritan would have known all that, would have followed Torah, and he could have gone to a priest. But he didn't. He did his own double take and returned to Jesus. Some say that this encounter that Jesus had with the 10 lepers is it's really a metaphor for Jesus' telling of God's salvation to the Hebrew people. Their rejection of Jesus' message and the acceptance of it by the Gentiles. And that could work, except the Samaritan wasn't a Gentile, so that particular part doesn't go. The Samaritan was a Jew, one that the Jews might not have accepted, but one who followed Torah. So here comes another double take moment. What I think this story of healing teaches us is that there is something better that God desires from us than simply following the rules. The 9 lepers followed the rules after they were healed. The one who didn't follow the rules, who went against the rules, is the one that Jesus singled out. So I think that this story of healing teaches that there is something better that God desires from us than simply following the rules. What? There is something better that God desires for us than knowing God loves us and then just simply going about our lives as normal. God wants us to live for something more. God desires a response from us that is more than a short or a curt thank you. And there's nothing wrong with thank you. Just like there's nothing wrong with happy birthday and kind words. We give kind words and greetings all the time, and they're important. When you came in here tonight, you were probably greeted with a bulletin, with a handshake, with a nod of the head, with a smile, and those are important. But I think God wants something more than the curt and the short. Thank you. See, all 10 lepers left the area and no longer had leprosy. They were cleansed or made clean. That's what the Bible reading says. The illness was removed. One leper really noticed that he had been healed. There's a difference. There's sort of a progression that goes from being made clean to being healed. It's like this. 10 had their symptoms vanished. One was cured, really restored. And it doesn't say that the others weren't healed and restored, but we only get to see this one. But then it goes even further. After Jesus asked, "Where are the other nine?" He turned to the one who was face down on the ground, praising God, and said, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." In the reading today from the version that you said, what was the last line? "Your faith has made you whole." Was that it? There was "made you well," "made you whole." They both carry the same kind of thing. "Made you well," "made you whole," "made well," "made whole." This cleansed and restored Samaritan leper was made well, was made whole. He was given liberty. He was brought to a new and amazing place. He experienced firsthand God's grace and God's unconditional love. He experienced God's restoration, especially when things seemed hopeless. For the leper, things were not hopeful. There wasn't a, "Oh, one day I'll be better" notion going on. He experienced God's healing, God's wholeness, when things were hopeless. This cleansed, restored Samaritan person's only response had to be a double take that was prompted by a genuine, gushing, and deep feeling of thanks. So the question for us on this Thanksgiving Eve is, what is it that God has done in our lives that we are ready to really gush about? What double takes of gratitude and deep thanks have we experienced recently? So here's a challenge for this Thanksgiving, maybe for the upcoming season of Advent or for always. See, we have reasons to be thankful. I know that we also have reasons to be concerned and reasons to be sad. Maybe even in anguish. But like the Samaritan leper, God offers us cleansing, restoration, and wholeness. So let's respond with genuine, gushing, and deep gratitude. Let's respond with thankfulness-inspired double takes that result in us returning to Jesus. So notice ways this week and beyond to show genuine, gushing, and deep gratitude to God. And when you see those ways, do a double take. And I know it's really tough to plan a double take. I might have showed you the art of the double take, but it's tough to just, out of the blue, do a double take without forcing it. So what I'm really saying is be aware of reasons to be thankful. And then let the double take prompt you to return. Instead of a simple thank you, really genuinely and deeply gush with gratitude to God. Gush with your words. Gush with gifts. Gush with your time. Gush with your finances. May the story of a Samaritan leper who was healed, did a double take, and was made well, inspire all of us to remember to give thanks. May this story inspire us to be the ones returning. Amen.